ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister. Just take a fellow American to a meal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, I do not disappoint. I bring you the man in the main event, Showtime's main event. I'm talking about the WBA junior middleweight champion of the world, unbeaten Austin Trout, a 2004 Olympic alternate. Of course, he did not go to the games in Athens, Greece, where Andre Ward garnered a gold medal. But Andre Ward says he is the real deal. He told me that a long time ago. I've kept an eye on Austin since the amateurs, and Austin is the real deal. Taking on 37-3, Miguel Cotto. Of course, this is coming to you from the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden, tonight on Showtime Championship Boxing. Bottom line is, Cotto, is he too long in the tooth? Is Austin too fast? Is Austin going to choke in front of this hometown crowd? I mean, let's be honest. All but 10 people in this crowd would be cheering for Cotto. Can Austin Trout handle the heat? Well, he's got an amateur pedigree, and that stands out for me. And the fact that he is left-handed, tall, and rangy, things like that give him decided advantages over the shorter. A man that fought in lighter weights. I'm talking about 140, 147 pounds, Miguel Cotto. A true warrior, but, of course, lost to Manny Pacquiao, Antonio Margarito, and, of course, the last fight in May to Floyd Mayweather Jr. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Later in the show, Austin Trout, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
The way that you fare, under all conditions, your mind.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
Last night in Napa, California, we said goodbye to the Rhinestone Cowboy. Glenn Campbell retired last night, nearly 50 years of being on stage. Of course, a member of the Beach Boys. Man, he was in True Grit with John Wayne back in the day. I mean, the bottom line is he's been around. He's had his share of gold and platinum records. But last night was his retirement party in Napa, California, the Uptown Theater. He performed for an hour. He was great. He had some problems, of course, suffering from Alzheimer's. That's what's bringing about the retirement. The bottom line is, last night, the Rhinestone Cowboy rode off into the sun, a proud and gallant warrior. He's a great guy, and we had a great time. I want to thank Glenn Campbell for being such a great entertainer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of pop and country music. Oh, I'm sorry. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Last Saturday night, of course, in Ontario, California, HBO Championship Boxing beaming the signal without Larry Merchant, which was a curiosity to me, seeing Larry lives about 40 miles from Ontario, California. Instead, they flew in Max Deer in the headlights Kellerman, or Max Kellerboy, call him what you want, to do the expert analysis. But the bottom line is, the Godfather was not in the broadcast booth when Robert Guerrero, the kid from Gilroy, California, the Ghost, that's right, the champion at 126, 130, 135 pounds, of course, at 135, he stuck around for like a year and a half, and in between his wife having leukemia, and now she's in remission, Casey, thank goodness, and all kinds of other problems, injuries here and there, shoulders, surgeries, all kinds of good stuff. The bottom line is, he didn't perform for a while. But all the while, he was chasing Juan Manuel Marquez. Marquez would not get in the ring. Of course, Marquez soon to fight Manny Pacquiao in their fourth fight on December 8th. But the bottom line was, Guerrero went from 135 to 147 pounds. Only two guys in recent memory in the past 40 years or so that have done that successfully. And that was, of course, Roberto Duran beating Ken Buchanan for the lightweight title and beating Ray Leonard for the welterweight title. And, of course, Sugar Shane Mosley beating Philip Holliday for the lightweight title, and then going on and winning the welterweight championship against Oscar De La Hoya. So history is not kind on guys that skipped the junior welterweight division, yet the Ghost skipped it and romped last Saturday night. I mean romped, with knockdowns in the first and the second round. Pretty one-sided fight. It turned into a brawl of sorts. Guerrero imposed his will throughout most of the 12 rounds. I gave maybe Andre Berto three rounds. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, a big win for the Ghost now. What's he, 29-30, 1-1. Berto loses for the second time. Berto, a lot of question marks about Berto, but not in his courage or his heart, because both eyes were swollen shut and he continued to fight. He looked like he had been beaten with a club. But the bottom line was, he swelled up. Guerrero swelled up as well. It was a bit of a brawl. People accused referee Lou Moret of not having control of the bout, most notably Zach Attack Young of ringtalk.com, one of the writers. And he's in the minority on that, but the bottom line is, the kid has his opinions. And, of course, we air it all. We have writers that go from all different angles at ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. Speaking of ringtalk.com, Let's bring in the webmaster and the writer himself, talking about my man, KP, Kevin Perry from the City of Angels. Kevin, Andre Ward, Robert Guerrero, ultra impressive to you?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty impressive. The thing that struck me the most was when I was watching the bout, from as soon as the guys walked in the ring, it surprised me that Guerrero seemed to be the bigger guy. I mean, he's got big shoulders. He's grown into the 147 weight class in an excellent way. So pretty much Berto's supposed size advantage was not that apparent from the first round on. And Guerrero, he used his southpaw stance. He moved to his right. He kind of tried to fight an outside fight for maybe the first couple minutes or so. And I think he kind of saw that Berto came out with that Mayweather-esque shoulder roll stance, which kind of seemed out of place for Berto. He took advantage of it. He jabbed him. He came over the top with that left hand. Sometimes he threw it straight. Sometimes he kind of hooked with the left hand, and it was extremely effective. He made great adjustments in the bout. And I think it showed that Guerrero is not just a good fighter, he's a thinking fighter. He really studies his opponents and what type of things he needs to do to win a fight. He's definitely a chameleon.
We're talking with Kevin Perry. Of course, we're talking about the performance put forth by the Garlic Kid, the kid from the garlic capital of the world. He was going to be on the show this morning. His publicist said it wasn't a problem early in the week, but he got burnt out, and Robert is sequestered away with family. We will get to Robert soon in the very near future. But we've got Austin Trout coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, though, going back to the Ghost, he's 126 pounds. He was a 2-1 underdog. Ron Wong, my man from Genetech, of course, he likes betting the dogs. He's always betting underdogs. You know, I think there's another underdog to be bet tonight. I'm talking about Austin Trout against Miguel Cotto. We'll get to that in just a minute. The bottom line is Robert Guerrero has established himself as a welterweight. Is he in Floyd Mayweather's league? I don't know, because Floyd Mayweather's starting to decline. And, you know, I mean, I could possibly see Robert pressing Floyd against the ropes, and just like he did Berto. What do you think of that, Kev?
It's kind of hard to say, because at the same time, he did that to Berto. But I think what Berto did was Berto kind of allowed Guerrero to get him on the ropes. You didn't see Berto kind of try to move away, and I think part of that is because Berto kind of lacks stamina. He lacks footwork. He gets himself stuck in these clinches. I think Mayweather's a little bit more clever as far as his movement around the ring. I don't think he's going to allow Guerrero to trap him on the ropes, but it's definitely possible that Guerrero will be able to set traps and not let Mayweather be able to get away consistently. And you kind of saw in the fight with Cotto that Mayweather doesn't have the legs he did years ago. And I think part of that is because he's fighting at a higher weight. And usually when guys put on this extra weight, it takes away some of their mobility. And that's one of the major strengths that Mayweather always has, is he's never standing right in front of his opponents. He basically dictates the way the fight's being fought. And when he's in front of the guy, he makes sure that he gets his punches in, he gets out right away. So Guerrero does have an advantage of being younger. So maybe
younger, left-handed, and hungrier, I believe. I mean, all due respect to Floyd Mayweather, but at one point in time in a fighter's career, there's a day where his abilities and his talent do not show up. He gets old overnight. It's happened with every fighter. Look at Muhammad Ali. I mean, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran. I can go on and on. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is not the exception to that rule. And God knows he may get old. And Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez, they definitely are pretty old looking. Of course, they're hooking it up December 8th. What do you think of their bodies? Both these guys look like weightlifters now. What's going on there, Kev?
I really don't know. I mean, I think what's happened over the years is fighters have these new training methods. And I think, you know, you probably saw 30-plus years ago, not as many fighters were lifting.
You don't get a new body.
Wait, say it again.
You don't get a new body. I mean, you know, Juan Manuel Marquez looks like a different guy. You could chop his head off. He looks like his body's been Photoshopped on him.
Well, I agree with you there, but one thing has to be said about Marquez. I think Marquez has focused a lot more on strength and conditioning in these last few fights.
How about this one?
You can really see it.
All right, how about this one? He knows, or he knew that Manny, or he suspected, he definitely suspected that Manny Pacquiao was on the juice the first three times, so he decided he was going to get on the juice himself. What do you think of that?
I mean, anybody could speculate all they want.
I'm telling you, both these guys, I think, have taken performance-enhancing drugs, in my opinion, just in my opinion, from seeing athletes. I mean, the fact that their bodies are Manny Pacquiao had muscles on top of muscles at one point in time, and now Juan Manuel Barquez, closer to 40 than he is 38, you look at him and you say, hey, yeah, he looks pretty kind of buffed. I mean, he never looked this way in his entire career, and all of a sudden he looks like, Hercules. So I think his preparation is suspect. In fact, I'm going to tell you, Kev, I think performance-enhancing drugs are running rampant through boxing, just nobody wants to talk about it.
I think you got a point there, and I think you kind of have to make the assessment that every athlete in reality is suspect, because the bottom line is most sports don't really do extensive testing. And I'll use a perfect example. If a guy is using performance enhancement drugs, and to say even if he's doing the USADA testing or the VADA testing that they do, and the random testing they do during training camp, a fighter can use performance-enhancing drugs when they don't even have a fight scheduled and train and get a lot of the benefits and carry those over to a fight. And I think that's really the biggest problem is until you start doing random testing 365 days a year, there's always going to be doubt in people's minds that guys are using performance-enhancing drugs. So at this point, just because of what's been happening the last year or two, everybody is suspect in my mind, but obviously with the testing system that's in place, all that you're going to have is speculation.
Ring Talk Live worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do you do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecasts are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money, and you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and Pets Plus, it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Boy, ain't this
now,
song
more
the truth.
Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, this song's the truth, no question about it. We're talking about only so much oil in the ground. Although yesterday, I did pay $3.44 a gallon for gas, and I consider that like a reason to celebrate. I kid you not. It's like $4.40 across the street. Like $3.40 at one station, $4.40 across the street. Is that crazy or what? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing this hour on the Sports Final Broadcast Network. Of course, we are here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then again, we air another show on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Show. We call that the Weekend Wrap. The bottom line is we talk about boxing and mixed martial arts and have for the past 28 years the longest running fight show in history. Okay, folks, I had a chance to talk with Austin Trout. Of course, he is the WBA Super Welterweight Champion. Live on Showtime tonight.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, folks, from the Big Apple in New York City. Of course, he is just a few hours away from taking on Miguel Cotto to decide who really is the WBA Junior Middleweight Champion. I'm talking about the current title holder from Las Cruces, New Mexico, Austin Trout. What's up, Austin?
Hey, not much. Just ready and waiting for this event to happen.
Okay, the weigh-in's over with. You got one night left. You're going to be sleeping. I mean, would you sleep the night before a fight?
I do. You know, I'm actually a really good sleeper. I wish there was a profession where they could pay you for sleeping, but because that would be in it. But it is hard, though. I got to admit. You know, going over the fight in my head, I wake up punching. I'm just super excited and ready for this to happen.
Okay. I got a question. If somebody asked me this, do you think that fighters should stay away from their girlfriends before a fight?
They should. I mean, I stay away from my fiance. Not where I don't see it, but, you know, we got to get the 7 rooms. You know, my testosterone is built up right now. I don't want to lose it.
Good enough. We're talking with Austin Trout, folks. Of course, he is on. It's Showtime tonight, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Showtime main event. Of course, Showtime Championship Boxing emanating from the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. In the main event, of course, Austin Trout, 25-0, I believe 14 KOs. The WBA junior middleweight, super welterweight, 154-pound champion, taking on another WBA 154-pound champion. If you're confused, you won't be after Saturday night as Austin Trout plans to end this debate once and for all. Right, Austin?
That's right. I mean, you know, he was the former super WBA champion, but I feel like I get through him to get to the new super welterweight champion, which is Floyd Mayweather.
Super champion, super this, super that, WBA, WBC. I know the belts put a few more bucks in your pocket, but, I don't know. You're the WBA champion. How's the WBA treat you?
Oh, yeah, the WBA has been good to me. They've kept all my officials neutral, you know. But really, I want that glory, that legendary status that Cotto has, and that's something that the belt hasn't really gotten me yet.
You know, we look at it, the lickings he took from Manny Pacquiao and the first fight with Antonio Margarito. How does a guy come back from taking lickings that severe?
I don't know if he can come back, but to be honest, the beatings he's taken, I think, has done more to his mental, like to his self-confidence more than him physically, in my opinion. He gave Bullitt a great fight, and a very, very highly contested match with Floyd, who was the pound for pound case. So I'm not seeing him physically, you know, deteriorating from those other losses.
Okay, you brought up Floyd Mayweather. Can you be the pound-for-pound king fighting once a year?
Not in my opinion, but, you know, I guess my opinion doesn't really matter. when I get to that stage, I promise I will be an active champ. Fighting once a year is not something good for me because layoffs mean rings are And that's not because I want to fight when I'm fighting somebody who's on the lead level.
You shake it off ring rust after an extended period away from boxing, away from training. It's just, I don't know about you, but I used to, when I'd take like 6 months off, I'd have to learn how to run again. It was just weird little things that you sort of have to master all over again, is that your body's just out of sync.
That's absolutely right. You know, you got to go back and start fixing all the bad habits that the layoff brings into it. And, you know, I'm much sharper when I'm busy. So,
okay.
Like I said, when I'm in that pound-for-pound spot, you'll be able to see a lot of awesome travel because I want to keep, you know, the momentum going if there's nothing else.
Okay. Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, the current world super middleweight champion, the man that won the Showtime Super 6 tournament. He thinks that you're an amazing fighter, and he's picking you, as am I, to beat Miguel Cotto. What's your relationship with Andre like? You guys were together in the Olympic trials?
Well, yeah, in the Olympic trials and the Olympic camp, before he went off to win the gold. You know, I look at Andre Ward like a big brother. He's definitely somebody I look up at because he just does it right. You know, he works hard. He trains hard. He lives that right life. It's not an image. It's not a facade for him. That's the life that he portrays. And, you know, definitely somebody I look up to.
You know, people don't believe me when I tell them that. You know, tell them about Andre living this angelic type of lifestyle. I mean, he doesn't drink. I can't get him to swear very often. I think I've heard him once in like 15 years, and I've never seen him lose a fight. So, I mean, he's an amazing athlete, but people think that that's all a front. That's a facade that he's playing a game there in the ring. But, no, that's Andre Ward, the real Andre Ward.
That's right. And that, you know, that's him. I mean, he's got a rough past, but that's truly his, that's him, you know, 100%.
Hey, I remember when he was poor. And how poor was he? He used to push a station wagon around a shopping mall parking lot to get strength. That's how poor he was.
Those are
high-tech gyms like there is now. Wasn't no Bally's, nothing like that. No, no, no. He was out there pushing a car around a parking lot.
That's crazy. I used to do that, too. My coach used to make us push this sport around. But, you know, those are the things that make us who we are. You know, seeing where we came from and where we're going. You know, not letting the past keep us in the past, but learning from it and moving forward. That's also another thing why I respect Andre Ward so much.
Okay. We lost the Macho Man, the original Macho Man. No, I'm not talking about Randy Savage. He sort of stole the line from Hector Camacho. I'm talking about the Harlem Heckler himself, Hector Camacho, former champion, 130, 135, and 140 pounds, I believe, was gunned down in his native Puerto Rico last week. And people are asking this week, was Camacho a great fighter, and does he belong in the Hall of Fame? I think he does. What do you think?
I definitely think he does. He was somebody who fought anybody, you know. Whether he was in his prime or out of his prime, he fought them all. And he gave them all a good fight.
He
was such a superb dancer, superb speed. You know, and really, he kind of started off with that whole flamboyant entrance. You know, he would come in dancing with the crazy outfit. You know, he really was a pinnacle in the boxing game.
You know, having televised a few of his fights, and I've seen the backstage look at Hector Camacho, and yes, he wasn't a angelic one, much like Andre Ward is portrayed, but he had his demons, he had his pluses, but he was always good to people. I remember him buying guys cars in Houston, Texas, when he went down there to visit the Houston Boxing Association back in the 80s. He actually bought these guys, he just met, two new cars. He's a little nutty.
Yeah, he was a giver. He wasn't always all about his stuff.
Yeah. All right, now, you and I, me being a former fighter and you being the world champion right now, we dream about fights. And, I mean, I used to dream about fights all the time. I'd wake up sometimes almost in a sweat from going through fights in my sleep. How do you see this fight with you and Cotto going down? How does Austin Trout dream about this?
Well, you know, they vary sometimes, but no matter what happens, my hand is raised at the end of the night. You know, recently my dreams have been, and Cotto goes down with the left hand. You know, I truly believe that I have the strength and the finesse to hurt Cotto and put him down. if not Al.
Okay. So
that's New York calling.
I know New York calling. But here's what's up. When you look at his from a boxing point of view, he's going to have to wing that left hook to get you because you're left-handed, and you're going to be sticking that jab and that left cross down his throat, right?
Right. You're absolutely right.
Well, I want to.
The left cross is that. I think it's going to be hard for him to get away from my left hand.
Yeah,
he couldn't get away from Manny's left hand. The only difference is I'm 154 pounds. Manny's a lightweight.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Manny and Marquez are going to hook it up in 2 weeks or in a week from now. How does that fight go, Austin?
I think Marquez is going to win again, but what the judges are going to say or see, I don't know. They both look a lot more ripped than normal. Marquez being super cut up, so I think the playing field is a little bit even. I'm not making any suggestions. Just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, but Marquez
might be able to drop it.
They're both accusing each other of juicing. They both look like they're a little buffed.
Super buffed. Yeah, the head's gotten a lot bigger. Well, things are crazy right here.
Do you and I talk about that head growing bigger like Saul Alvarez's head? He used to be a peanut, now it's a watermelon.
I just seen him, too. He was over at my weigh-in on my stage with no credentials. They ain't let my family in. So I was kind of pissed off about that. Like, what the hell are you doing on my stage? You got nothing to do with this fight, Canelo, with your big-ass head.
Well, Austin, I look forward to talking to you a week from today when you've got this all settled and taken care of. I want you to wish you the best of luck tonight. You're a class act. I've been behind you from the beginning when you were an amateur. When you hooked up with Bob Spagnuolo, I thought this was the greatest for both of you. And I wish you continued good luck and success.
Thank you, Pedro. It's always a pleasure to be on.
The great Austin Trout, the WBA super welterweight junior middleweight champion of the world. Thanks, Austin.
All right.
You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Coming like it is Kirby's.
Often imitated but never duplicated, 28 plus years now of being the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race. So remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez Knight. Showtime Championship Boxing from the Big Apple, of course. Austin Trout, 37-3, we just heard from him. Take that back. 25-0, 14 KOs. We just heard from him, of course, in Miguel Cotto, 37-3, 30 wax. A former champion at 140 and 147 pounds before stepping up and winning a title at 154 pounds. But the bottom line is he lost that title, I thought, to Floyd Mayweather, but they're supposed to settle this thing tonight for the WBA junior middleweight title. Of course, Austin Trout, cocky, a little bit, left-handed, tall, a good boxer, decent chin. I think Cotto's going to be reaching all night, and I think it's I really think it's Austin Trout's fight to lose. Now, we bring back Kevin Perry. Kevin, give us a quick synopsis of how you see this fight going on Showtime tonight.
Well, I'm opinion, and I think this is the opinion of some people. I'm sure you probably share the opinion that I have. I think Cotto's past his prime. I think that fight that he had with Floyd Mayweather, although he did look kind of good, I think people got a little carried away. He probably only won maybe three rounds.
Yep.
He did bloody Floyd's nose, but that's all what all the hoopla was about. I mean, guys get in fights, guys' nose can get bloody. I mean, you know, no fighter's perfect. I think Floyd mixed it up a little bit more than he normally does, which probably led to the fact that people maybe thought that Cotto did a little better than they expected him to. But the reality is at 154 pounds, Cotto's wins were against Yuri Foreman.
Yeah.
Not much. Ricardo Mayorga, who's way past his prime.
Not a junior middleweight.
Yeah, and Antonio Margarito, who's pretty washed up at this point after that beating he took against Manny Pacquiao. So as far as his record at 154, it's suspect. He hasn't beaten any really solid fighters. And Austin Trout is a natural 154-pounder. He's taller than Cotto, probably taller than the 5'9.5" that they say, and I don't think Cotto's 5'7", to be honest with you. He's kind of short. He fights short. He's got short arms. He's kind of slow on his feet, but he does have quick hands. That is to an advantage of Cotto, but Trout's a southpaw. And I think the fact that Cotto is a conventional fighter and his best punch is the left hook, that's going to be a problem for him landing that left hook, and he doesn't have much of a right hand. So unless he can get inside and throw body shots, and he's kind of hasn't been all that great at body punching the last few years, I don't know if he can beat Austin Trout unless Trout just kind of fights like he's a deer in the headlights in front of the big crowd. But a plus for Trout, in my opinion, is he's went overseas, and he's won fights in other guys' backyards, and that's extremely hard to do, and he won those fights going away.
In Panama.
So,
He went to Panama and fought a WBA guy down there.
Yeah, and that's where the WBA's from, and he went to Mexico, I think, and won his title over there. So that's extremely impressive. I don't think and also, you know, he's Olympic alternate, so I think he's probably got a pretty decent amateur background. He's technically sound. He's not the biggest puncher, but I think he punches pretty good. I think people take a little bit too much of a notice on how many knockouts a guy has. If you're fighting quality opponents, you're not going to have a whole lot of knockouts. And sometimes it's just the approach of a fighter. I think some fighters, they're just kind of more, they have more of a boxing approach. It's not that they can't punch, but they're not going to go in there face first and start winging punches to get a knockout. If it comes, it comes, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
excellent analysis of tonight's fight. Of course, Austin Trout taking on Miguel Cotto. Who wins will be the WBA junior middleweight champion of the world and a possible future opponent for Floyd Mayweather Jr. Kevin, all the best to you, man. Thank you for everything.
All right, thanks a lot.
Much respect. Let's go to the Ring Talk news desk. Laguna Niguel, California. 100 items belonging to the late Angelo Dundee, of course, the trainer of both Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard, who he broke in with. His first champion, I think, was either Carmen Basilio or Willie Pastrano. But I think it was Basilio. Bottom line is Basilio just passed. Dundee passed earlier in the year. Angelo Dundee put 100 items, his son did, put 100 items of his memorabilia up for sale at a place called SCP Auctions in Southern California. And, wow, it sold for $1.3 million. Also in the auction were a pair of Muhammad Ali gloves from 1964. Of course, him beating Sonny Liston for the heavyweight championship down there in Miami, Florida. They went for $385,848, as did the gloves from the fight. The greatest fight of all time. I'm talking about just the fight. Joe Frazier, March 8th, 1971. Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, two unbeaten heavyweight champions going for the heavyweight championship of the world. Of course, Frazier winning a unanimous nod in 15 rounds after knocking Ali down in that final round with that big left hook. But his gloves for that fight went for the same price, $385,848. Man, that's a lot of money. But, you know, I guess if you got Muhammad Ali's gloves from him winning the world championship, I guess that is worth a lot of money. And if I had money to throw around like that, you know, if I had won the Powerball, instead my producer Scott Cuddy did, and he's in the other room counting all his money up as I speak. But the bottom line is, had I won the Powerball, I think I'd have been doing auctions and stuff like that. Good God, $385,000. But you got Ali's gloves, his gloves from, you know, capturing the heavyweight championship of the world from Sonny Liston back in 1964. Amazing. Of course, Angelo Dundee, the brother of Chris Dundee. Chris Dundee, of course, the great Miami promoter and the man that promoted the Ali Liston fight, the first one down there, or the Clay Liston fight in Miami, Florida. Because remember, Muhammad Ali didn't become Muhammad Ali until after he had won the heavyweight championship from Sonny Liston. TKO in 8 when Liston wouldn't come out, said he had a bad shoulder. But that's the way it went down. He was Cassius Clay entering the fight. A couple days later, he said he wanted to be recognized as Malcolm X, and then he changed into Malcolm X, Muhammad X. Then he changed it to Muhammad Ali, and that's what he's stuck with, and that's what he's been, you know, he's been known the world around. Of course, he probably the most recognizable face on the planet of all generations, Muhammad Ali, his stuff on auction as well. $385,000. Good Lord. Want to mention the fact that Hector Camacho was being buried on Saturday in New York City, of course, the Harlem Heckler. And I named him that. I take resentment at the fact that AP and all these other news agencies are calling him the Harlem Heckler. But I called him the Harlem Heckler for the first time, and Hector would have given me props for this because he did in the past. When we talked, he liked it. He liked that little nickname, that moniker, the Harlem Heckler. But I called him that in Boxing Update magazine back in the 80s, and now these guys are snatching my tagline on him. Just like I call Juan Lascano the Hispanic causing panic. I mean, I come up with these names, guys steal them. What can I say? All kinds of stealing going on in the world of the internet. But Camacho's funeral today in New York City. Of course, his wake was for 2 days in Puerto Rico. And it was a bit raucous, to say the least. Of course, Camacho shot twice in the face last week, was pulled off life supports on Saturday, and was part of a 2-day wake in Puerto Rico where the first day, two ex-girlfriends, or a girlfriend and his ex-girlfriend, hooked it up when one girl kissed him on the lips in the coffin. Kissing dead bodies. I don't know. Anyway, there was a big fight broke out, and there was a cat fight at the wake, and of course it broke off into another room, and TMZ was there, and they were digging it, and of course TMZ came back and caught another fight involving Wilfredo Vasquez Sr., the former champion at 126 and 130 pounds, I believe, of the WBA. He's probably about 46, 47 years old now, but he was involved in a skirmish, and he almost went off with somebody that was close to Camacho. So the Camacho wake, much like the Camacho life, much like the Camacho death, it wasn't going to happen quietly. He just knew it. You know, what happens in New York City today, of course, everybody's going out. People from the world of boxing will turn out in mass. Puerto Ricans will turn out in mass for their he was a fallen star.
I don't call, want to call him a hero because he wasn't a heroic type of guy. He didn't try to play himself off as being some type of hero. He was a macho man. He was an entertainer for the most part. And the bottom line is he was a damn good fighter, a great fighter, and he deserves recognition by Canasota in the World Boxing Hall of Fame. Now, the man that stole the show, I think last week on the, well, besides Robert Guerrero smoking Andre Berto like a New York City blunt, I mean, just smoked him. Wow. First round on, first round, second round, just kept thrashing him, stayed in his face. I mean, they could have fought this fight in a bathtub. I mean, there was in a bathroom, in a phone booth. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It was just like Guerrero would run across the ring, push Berto up against the ropes, try to keep him there, just crowd him and take away his punching power, because if Berto didn't have distance, he couldn't land. If you took away his ability to throw those fast combinations in distance, he couldn't last. Plus, his stamina has always been suspect. And, you know, in that 12th round, he staggered around a little bit. And here's Robert Guerrero looking fresh as the daisies. The bottom line is Guerrero was an outstanding fighter, and he showed it last night. No question about that. Take that again, sir. Hey, Big Time Bill, let's go to the phone lines. What's happening, Bill?
Yeah, I want to know, what did you discover about the Camacho situation? Was he owing people money, or was he hit by accident?
No, I think it was just, you know, wrong place, wrong time, doing dope in front of a dope place, and, you know, and the guy that was with you had 9 bags of dope on him, 8 bags in his pocket, and 1 bag they were cutting up there on the dashboard or in that little console between the seats. So, you know, he was getting high, and he got popped, and I think he might have been Malthusen. Camacho, myself, and Ralph Cramden of the Honeymooners have one thing in common, Bill. You know what that is?
What is that?
We have a big mouth. Okay? Okay? There's no question about it. Just like Jackie Lee said, we have a big mouth. And I think that it's possible, especially with cocaine being in play, that Camacho, who's mouthy to begin with, mouthed off and some guys just shot him. Shot him and his buddy. No witnesses. Both guys were dead.
Yeah, I can understand that, but still, you would think him being a national icon, you know, that would cut him some kind of slack.
Yeah, but, you know, I remember when Huey Newton was shot here in Northern California by some guy that was of the same ethnic persuasion, and I never thought that would ever go down. I mean, who would think that Huey Newton, the former leader of the Black Panthers, would be slain by a guy in the middle of an Oakland street for a rock of cocaine? I mean, so it happens.
Yeah, well, the Newton thing, I think they got tired of him, you know, taking so much and not giving anything.
I think he got a point there. The only one still alive is Bobby Seale, right?
He probably is, but I haven't heard of, you know, anything about him in years.
Man.
You know, the movement is basically all washed up.
It is. Angela Davis still teaching school. Big Time Bill, I love you, man. Call me again.
You on tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm on tomorrow. Much respect. Peace and love. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power doing some JB James Brown on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Girl, let me tell you what you got to do. TCB so mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before, this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight?
How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Tower of Power telling us a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, especially when it's in the hands of a female. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Couple things I want to mention. The guy that stole the show outside of course, Robert Guerrero last week was Keith Thurman, unbeaten now, a junior middleweight, welterweight type, doesn't know what division he belongs in, so he's fighting at either weight class. But the bottom line is he can punch. He looks like a natural fighter. In other words, there's no big muscles on top of muscles, so I wouldn't think that he's even close to that juicing stuff. But the bottom line is he looked good. He's unbeaten. He took out Carlos Quintana, who is, his claim to fame, of course, was beating the recently disabled in a motorcycle accident, Paul Williams. Talking about Carlos Quintana. But Quintana got knocked out in the rematch in the blink of an eye. So the bottom line is it was a bit of an upset and a fluke. And, of course, Paul Williams came back and settled the score before getting into that motorcycle accident earlier this year, which has left him paralyzed and unable to walk, let alone box. So our wishes are with Paul Williams for as speedy and full of recovery as you can get. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last night, of course, saw the final concert of Glenn Campbell. And this was one of his big hits, Southern Nights. But the bottom line is Glenn Campbell is retired because of Alzheimer's. And he was a great entertainer. Didn't get in too much trouble until later in his life, of course, when Alzheimer's took over. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll go out here with Southern Nights. Glenn, thanks for the memories. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Southern Nights, just as good even.